Well, folks, the FBI is warning Missourians about a new phone scam. It fraudulently displays the FBI's real telephone number on the victim's caller ID. In fact, we've had one Missourian that's already been scammed out of more than $100,000. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about this scam and what the FBI is trying to do here is Rebecca Wu. Rebecca is a spokeswoman, the public affairs officer for the FBI's St. Louis division. Rebecca, always great to talk to you. Let's talk about this scam. This is scary. Someone is impersonating the FBI.
Correct. And Brian, thank you for doing this, because awareness is key to prevent getting scammed, because if you know these scams exist, you're less likely to fall for them, right? So in this particular case, the perpetrators posed as FBI special agents from an FBI office. And they actually told the victim to search on the internet the phone number on the caller ID to verify. And since the scammers spoofed a legitimate FBI office number, the result, of course, came back as the FBI. So that's how they fooled the victim in the first place.
It's terrible because someone lost $100,000because of this. That could be their life savings. We don't know. That's just terrible.
Yeah, and it was their life savings. And it is actually very easy for scammers to spoof phone numbers. So we don't want people to be fixated that only FBI phone numbers are being spoofed. Scammers can spoof any law enforcement agency phone number, any business phone number, any organization's phone numbers. So here is what we're asking people to please remember. Anytime you get a call or an email or a text and you're being asked for money, or your financial information, or your personally identifiable information, be suspicious and verify. And so how do you verify? What you do is you end the call, look up the phone number independently. Don't use the phone number that was given to you. Look up the phone number and then call that agency, call that organization, call that business to verify.
Which is so true, because the number they're going to be giving on the phone is going to be many times false, especially in these cases. It would be not going to the FBI. I'd be going somewhere else. So that's so important to do that, to call the actual legitimate number and to look it up. The last question for you, Rebecca, and I'll give you the final word. In this case, the scammers impersonated the FBI, but then they told this victim, and I didn't realize it was the person's life savings. That's terrible, I assume, but obviously that's just horrible. But they told this victim that his or her Social Security number had been stolen and used to purchase property, stocks, open bank accounts. Is this if we had one instance, are there other instances? I'm sure it's happened to others. Maybe you just don't know.
Yes, and sometimes people don't report it, but chances are very good the scammers aren't going to stop with just one successful scam. They're throwing out a wide net to catch, to scam as many people as possible. So what they did was they told the victim the Social Security number was stolen, and they said, in order to safeguard your money, wire us all your money, and then we'll help you safeguard it.
Rebecca, is there anything you would like to add about this? Feel free.
I do. So if you've wired money and all of a sudden you think you've been scammed, the number one thing to do, and you have to do this immediately, is to call that bank that you use to try to recall the wire transfer. So that's number one. Do it immediately. And then right after you hang up the phone with that bank or financial institution, then file a complaint online with the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, because it operates 24/7. So that the FBI can also try to intercept that wire transfer. So I can't stress enough how quickly you have to act when trying to recall or intercept a wire transfer.
And that website, by the way, if people need to file the online complaint, is www.ic3.gov.
Correct.
Gov. Is that right?
It's the letter I, the letter C, the numeral 3.gov.